Remember this?
A huge part of Scotland has all but ground to a halt tonight. Heavy snowfalls across the central part of the country brought severe disruption to the motorway network.
For about half a mile ahead of me and as far back as I can see, which is probably about 400 yards, it's just nose to tail.
We're not moving at all. We don't know what to do. We've not eaten since breakfast.
They were the most severe conditions the country's seen in decades, causing massive disruption across Scotland and the rest of the UK. Today it was explanation and apology day for transport chiefs who weren't to blame for the snow, but for the response. Colin Matthews, chief executive of BAA, which operates three Scottish airports, said sorry to passengers for the disruption.
I'm very sorry indeed for the thousands of passenger journeys that were disrupted and the thousands of Christmas holidays that were spoiled. Extremely damaging for passengers, very damaging for our airline customers as well, and indeed damaging to our company. It cost us just short in Heathrow alone of £20 million.
Mr Matthews was giving evidence to the Commons Transport Committee and told MPs additional losses at BAA's other airports, including Glasgow, Edinburgh and Aberdeen, amounted to £4 million. He promised lessons had been learned, a new snow plan was in place and said BAA would be better in communicating to passengers. But David Lister from BAA Scotland said closures at Edinburgh Airport could not be prevented.
We will always be forced to close. It's something that we don't have, you know, any airport that has one runway is not able to guarantee that it can remain open under any conditions.
The winter chaos also left bus and rail passengers stranded, and at Holyrood's Transport Committee, David Simpson, route director of Network Rail, conceded they were overwhelmed by the weather and needed to improve.
But I think the biggest difference we can make is in the information to passengers and learning from what we didn't do well last winter and doing that much better in any future cold spell.
Also giving evidence to MSPs was Steve Montgomery, Managing Director of First ScotRail. He told the committee in 27 years the network hadn't experienced such severe weather and said lessons were being learnt from abroad.
What we need to look at is more advanced equipment. We've been to Finland and Norway. We have picked up some tips from them. We will be better prepared by bringing in additional equipment earlier.
Main road routes were also blocked for days at the height of the weather crisis. George Mayer from the Confederation of Passenger Transport Scotland told MSPs that in future, bus routes needed to be treated as top priority for gritters.
In some areas it was extremely good. Roads were well sanded. To the other extreme of that, where sanding took place, but perhaps later than the buses started running, extremities of the routes weren't covered. Terminal points weren't gritted. So let's get the bus the priority it should deserve in that kind of difficult times and adopt policies that will help the bus network keep rolling.
At one point, the main east-to-west route between Glasgow and Edinburgh, the M8, was completely closed for 48 hours. The chaos led to the resignation of the Scottish Transport Minister, Stuart Stevenson, and today his successor, Keith Brown, told MSPs the whole transport network had learned valuable lessons, there was much greater cooperation between agencies, and new systems were being trialled, even SALT.
We've explored new ways of keeping the transport networks open. Three ice-melting alternatives to SALT are being trialled to test their effectiveness, and early indications are that that is effective. These products are added to SALT to enhance effectiveness at temperatures below minus 7. One of these materials was successfully tested on hard-packed snow and ice on a Huntly Road in Aberdeenshire.
And with forecasts of heavy snow over the next 48 hours, particularly in northern areas, those lessons may be put to good use.